Well, welcome everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport Daily Podcast. We've entered into the month of Av, a very important month on the biblical calendar. We're in the dire straits still. Many things happening. Today we want to talk about the prophetic meaning right now in preparation for the season again in the month of Av. All right, let's listen in. Good day to you. I pray you had a great weekend. And if you're in ministry in some other city or another ministry, church you attend, or a type of ministry, we hope it was a blessed time for you. It is Monday, the 24th day of July, 2023. We're still in the dire straits, as we call it, the three-week period of from the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av, which comes up at the end of this week. I believe it's Thursday. And we may speak about that more this week, but this is a critical time right now that we embrace the prophetic of this month in order to catapult us into this fall season that's coming, which will move into the fall feast seasons. I always think of this month as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, for the Day of Atonement and Tabernacles. So it's like a platform. Where am I, Lord? What's going on in my heart? And I really want to speak to the prophetic purpose of this month on this podcast. I'm probably going to have to go 2 days. We'll see how far I get today and what this meaning of this month is. Such a big, important time for us. The main thing, if I could talk about it, would be national turnarounds, where you have hope for a nation turning. When you have a hope for things that have been stuck one way, turning another way. That's really what I want to focus on, the prophetic. Before I get to that, let me just overview. As you know, we always look what Chuck Pierce and Robert Heidler talk, because I think they, in the body of Christ, have done more research and prayer and seeking the Lord about these prophetic months. I see a lot of people speak out on them, but if you really go back, you can tell they use their teachings as a foundation, and I think that's wonderful. I don't think that's wrong. You're not getting your own revelation. Well, you bounce off of revelation off of others. I teach my people that, or my students that, anybody I train. There's nothing new under the sun. That's what Solomon said. It's all God's revelation. And sometimes when you hear a sermon or a message or a teaching, you know, you represent it. And then you add the revelation you get to it. That's how we go from glory to glory. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think Mike Bickle has really given us a great teaching. He tells everybody, take his stuff, plagiarize it, speak it. You know, and he was a pioneer in that area, because everybody used to be exclusive. Don't touch my stuff. That's my revelation. It's not yours. It's the Lord's revelation. We're fortunate enough to have a veil removed from us to see a little bit of it. Okay, I'm sorry. I get on tangents on that issue. But in their book, A Time to Advance, the characteristics of this month that they list, one is this is a month you metamorphose or you disintegrate. In other words, you go into a new season or you fall apart this month. Let's not do that. Let's move forward. It's a month that the lion roars, Amos 3:8. And to me, the lion, that means something new is coming on the scene. The lion is the first of the four living creatures. And we see that at the day of Pentecost, that a lion roars. You know, the church of Ephesus, the lion roars into the earth. Then it's also the month where God destroys so he can reconstruct. So don't be surprised at that. And also to consider what you hear and determine how to develop a new level of discernment or oppose counsel and advice. Okay, this is where you must consider. And do you want to go to the next level? And then the last thing they said was, listen carefully. You will hear key impressions this month. Okay. So this, hopefully today, what we talk about, and maybe even tomorrow, are these key impressions. All right. So let's get started about this month of Av. So as we enter in this month, the word Av means father. And so this is a key month for us as sons and daughters of God to access the Father and to share what He wants to do in the earth. One of the things we do in intercession, and you've heard us teach this, most of you have, I think sometimes our intercession, and I'm not against petition prayer, I absolutely believe it's biblical supplication. We do. We got to ask the Lord for our needs. But I wonder sometimes how many of us, and I can be guilty of this as well, ask the Father what's on His heart. Lord, what concerns you today? What is the thing that you're burdened for in the earth and what you're seeing? And right now, in the world crisis that's going on, what is He hurting for? I think of just the natural things that are going on with all the alphabet communities and, you know, the trans communities. I would have to think that the Father's heart is, look, I created these children to have identity and purpose. And instead of just being angry at their political agendas that they're pushing across, which are wrong and evil, why don't we say, God, Father, what is on your heart concerning them? What is the your identity that you want them to have? And then pray into that and watch a transformation, a revival come. Look, the only thing that's going to solve the storms that we're in and the battleground that we're going through right now is a move of God. There's nothing else going to. That's why, as Chuck and Robert said, the month of the lion is important right now, and to metamorphose, to change, to move into some new form in this month. And as bad as it is, because God tears things down, He's going to rebuild them in this hour. And we have to listen to what He's saying so that we are in agreement or in sync with Him. So the next move of God, that next metamorphosis, that next thing that's going to happen is going to solve the problems, not some election or some, you know, tragedy, whatever. God uses all those things, but the fact is, it's a move of God. So it's the month of the Father. It's a month when we cry out to Him to heal us from the trauma, from the terror, from the crises we're seeing all around the world, and realize that we've suffered many things in these last 3+ years in the earth. I feel like the earth has like been traumatized. And the more we find out about what the enemy has done through this this crisis that now appears to be self-induced, as it was something that ended up being built rather than just organically happening. And that's a scary part. So that creates trauma. You know, everybody's in what they call conspiracies. And, you know, some of them may be true, some may not be true. I'm not here to argue that point. But the fact is, it has created trauma in the earth. And we need the Father to heal us right now and to put our trust back in Him. And that's where God can take what was meant for evil. He deconstructed man's exaltation of man, tore it down, and is rebuilding a structure that says, Lord, we trust in You. So we're in this dire straits. Like I said, we're in the last week of it. And that's that window when the Israelites did bad things. On the 17th member of Tammuz, they erected the golden calf. And then 3 weeks later, we go into what we call Tisha B'Av, which is the 9th of Av, and which is coming up this week. And it connects, what this dire straits does is it connects the atrocities and devastations in Jewish history that have taken place historically into this window of time. And both we know the first and second temples were destroyed. And in this time, it's a time of mourning and repentance and fasting today by the Jewish people. They still repent and cry out to God because of those tragedies. And it's where we look at the past atrocities and devastations. And then we say, is there anything like that happening in our nations, in our our communities, especially with all these the crimes, the shootings, the tragedies that go on, the anti-Semitism, on and on it goes, persecution of Christians. You know, we're having Christians having to go to court constantly in America, definitely, just for their basic rights. And we had some victories last week, some big ones. There was one in Idaho where it was an outdoor meeting in 2021, and some Christians were just singing, and you're supposed to social distance and have your you know, your mask on and all that. And there was several of them that didn't do it. They felt their right was not to do it, being outdoors. And it was a very peaceful service. And then here comes the police arresting them, you know, hauling them off to jail. And last week they took it to the court system, and actually they were awarded over $300,000 in compensation for what they had to go through, because they were ostracized in this community and ill-treated because of it. And so there was a golden case victory there. But this is where we are in this season, that now Christians are on a platform that almost everything we do is being scrutinized. So that's where we have to be, at a place with the Father, that we transform ourselves in this season, come out of this season like we're supposed to come out of this season, roaring like a lion. Okay, so when the persecution comes, what ended up happening is we have to respond in the right manner. Acts chapter 4, we see where they're told, you know, by the court system, if you want to say that, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and with the Romans' authority, to not speak about the name of Jesus. And they said, no, we're going to do this. And he said they went back to each other and, in the midst of persecution, prayed again that the Lord would give them strength and boldness. And the place where they were shaken again, and they went out with great boldness again. Okay. So in a place of, you know, injustice, God can turn it around. That's that metamorphosis that's coming out. That's that lion that roared out. Can you imagine the persecutors of that day, the Jewish leaders, which was Saul of Tarsus was one of them. He later tells his testimony. And in the midst of all that, they don't just not shut up, but they come out like lions, roaring, and bring transformation. So let's believe for that this month. Let's believe for the transformation of our nations. Let's believe for transformation of our cities, our ministries, everything, God, as we come out in this month of Av. And what the enemy means for evil, we're not going to live in that place. So the bigger picture here, in the midst of all this, is that we, as children of God, we do not need to grieve as like we don't have any hope, but we are kingdom reformers releasing hope everywhere we go, and then to ask for the triumphant reserve, whatever you want to call us, the overcomers, the bride of Christ, to rise up again. In Isaiah 60, he prophesies through darkness covers the earth and gross darkness to people, that the glory of the Lord will arise upon us. God's glory is rising and shining and radiating from his overcoming triumphant people. That's us, hopefully, in this hour, especially as the darkness of that enemy is increasing at levels we have never, ever seen whatsoever. And so we must be wise to this right now. We must recognize the hour we're in and embrace this month. Don't be scared or fearful this month. I'm praying, again, as I started this prayer for these dire straits a couple weeks ago, I said the best thing that could happen in the dire straits this season is nothing. That there's no great tragedy. And there's been some tragedies, I'm not going to lie. There has been some tragedies, but nothing at the grand scale of what happened to Israel and its history. But we don't want to see anything this last week, so we're staying on the wall. And we are going to be that light. It's time to receive a fresh oil of intimacy as your Lord pours on you. Keep your lamps burning and announce, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Let all be ready to shine in this hour, especially this month. Let's do what we can all do. Prepare the way of the Lord. prepare the way to change what God is doing. Okay, so I'm not going to quit. I feel like I can go to part two tomorrow. So on the month of Av, so listen in again. Let's receive the full revelation of what we're supposed to do this month. And today we're talking about transformation, pressing forward, shining in the darkness today. Lord, I thank you for you are Abba Father. You adopt us and you want us to go into a new season. We transpose ourselves in the spirit and say, Lord, we're going to come out as lions in this month right now. And Lord, not be stuck where we are, but become advancers. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow on our next daily podcast. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on the podcast for Christian Centers Shreveport. I'm Pastor Tim Karskett, and as always, doing these daily podcasts. I so love doing them. Thank you for following us. You can always check us out on our website, ChristianCentersShreveport.com. Don't forget, this is the last week for signups for our Aleph School of Ministry. We have a website, Aleph SM School of Ministry stands for Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, AlephSM.org. You can go there, read about our school. Look, maybe you don't want to go. Maybe you know a young person, somebody that wants to go full-time, wants to be in the ministry, but wants to be used and equipped in the gospel of the kingdom so they can change or contact us. We'd love to have them as students in this coming semester. God bless you. See you tomorrow.